Listening Library presents The Traitor's Kiss by Aaron Beatty. Read for you by Kathleen McInerney. For Michael, first and last, and for him, fiat voluntas tua in omnibus. Chapter 1. Uncle William had returned over an hour ago, yet he hadn't summoned her. Sage sat at her desk in the schoolroom, trying not to fidget. Jonathan always fidgeted through her lessons, whether from boredom or resentment that she, a girl only a few years older, was his teacher. She didn't care, but she wouldn't give him a reason to sneer at her. Right now, his head was bent over a map of Demora he was labeling. He only put in effort when his siblings had similar work that could be compared to his. Sage had discovered that early on and leveraged it against his contempt. She clenched her fist to keep from tapping her fingers while her eyes darted to the window. Servants and laborers hustled about the courtyard, beating dust from rugs and building up the hay stores for the coming winter. Their movements, coupled with the steady creak of wagons loaded with grain echoing from the road, creating a rhythm that normally soothed her. But not today. Lord Broadmoor had set out that morning for Garland Hill on errands unknown. When his horse trotted through the manor house gate in the early afternoon, her uncle tossed the reins to the hostler while casting a smug look at the schoolroom window. That was when she knew the trip had been about her. He'd been gone long enough to have spent only an hour in town, which was...